A Crumbl Cookie employee is in trouble for pulling a Jason Goodman, and that means
being annoying,
micromanaging.
Well, oh, this is a lot.
being hypocritical, saying one thing, doing the other,
not being sexist, not being misogynistic, not being an a-hole.
Okay,
saying every time someone ordered.
No, nope, that's not it either.
Red pilled.
No,
get it.
Nope.
Get it.
That's
no.
Not yeah. it.
He didn't say get it to somebody.
No. Okay. Well, kind of.
Oh, okay. We're on the right track. Okay.
Say kind of say get it. He told the person who came in, the customer. He told the customer how much sugar was in a specific kind of cookie.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
You're at Crumbl.
Were they asked? Everyone,
no, they didn't. They didn't ask.
Then no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like you're at Crumbl. You're not there for a diet.
Right.
Hi everyone. I'm a Crumbl employee, and we've started to have customers come in every day or multiple times a day for these new dirty sodas that have 148 grams of sugar in them. One time I said to one of the customers, like, there's 148 grams of sugar, and then I got in trouble because I'm not really supposed to point that out. And then they were like, well, you know, normally I drink 10 cans of Coke a day, so isn't that the same thing? And I said, well, yeah. And I said, so you're replacing your Coke with the dirty sodas? And they're like, no, I just drink the 10 cans of Coke, and then I also get the dirty soda. Oh, and they'll also usually get a box of 6 cookies to go with their drink.
You work at Crumbl. Shut up.
Why?
Go work at Whole Foods if you're worried about it.
Why are you telling everybody that?
Yeah, you're being you're snitching on Crumbl.
Yeah. I don't.
People don't want to be reminded of their unhealthy choices.
No. People also don't like to be reminded that when they give you the cookie and you see the calorie count up on the board, that that's for a fourth of a cookie.
Right.
I don't want to know it.
Don't tell me that.
That's a good point.
No, I see it. I'm like, oh my God, that cookie's only 140 calories. No big deal. And then I realize it's for a quarter. That's why they give you the cutter.
Serving sizes are so frustrating.
Yes. They truly are.
I was like, this bag of chips is good. Serving size, two chips.
Like,
oh, that's possible.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stop being a snitch, dude. You're being annoying.
Yeah.
He's super annoying.
A person did not ask you for that.
Yeah, and you're like lecturing them. You work at Crumbl. You applied to work at a place that's it's a sugar factory. It's a sugar store, basically.
It's not called We Serve You Healthy Cookies.
Yeah.
No.
And it's freaking good. And or that place that Matt got, was it?
The cookie plug.
The cookies are so good, they're covered in ants, and he still ate them.
Didn't stop me.
Not from their store. Let me make that clear. Not
correct.
From the story. He left them out on his counter at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or somebody did.
Yeah, the ants were homemade. They didn't come with ants.
Yeah.
The ants showed up once they were there because they were so good. And I popped those puppies in the oven just to make sure the ants weren't crawling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And ate them.
As anyone would do. Any normal person would bake the ants into
the
cookies.
That's the same thing.
That's like, hey, for real, the ants are on me. That was my fault.
Yeah, that's my bad. I'm aware that I made the mistake of that.
My bust. Yeah, that's like you're going to McDonald's or Burger King, and some employee's like, you know that Whopper has 800,000 calories. Yes, look at me. I'm in Burger King.
I'm aware.
Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware.
I'm wearing a crown.
Right.
Right?
Yes,
Feed me the Whopper.
I am the king.
Yes.
I'm the Burger King.
I don't think our local Crumbl has the dirty soda cookie. You know how they do the cookies of the week?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think at least it's not being featured right now, because I'd like to know. Let me see.
Oh, maybe it was in the past and the video is just now going viral. Maybe.
Dirty soda Crumbl. I would like to know what it is.
It's all the rage.
I mean, I don't care how many calories are in it. I know I'm not going to eat it. It can be healthy.
No, the one thing I do like about Crumbl is that you can like put a note on it, on the box. Did you know that? They'll say, would you like to put a note on, if you're even when you're ordering, you can.
Oh, I've done it with the Insomnia cookies before. They'll do a thing.
Or you can put the name, and you. So one time I put with somebody I was with.
Uh huh.
The woman with the hot guy in the blue shirt. And it was just me.
Oh.
And so it made them say it.
Oh.
They made them be like, the woman with the, and they're like, oh gosh, we had this idiot in here. I'm like, we'll take those. Thank you very much.
That. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that you could do that. So they have to call it out.
They call it out. Yeah.
I'm very confused about this cookie. Does he say they're getting a?
Or do they have dirty sodas?
They have dirty sodas.
It sounds like they have dirty sodas there because they say they came in to drink the dirty sodas.
Drink the dirty soda and get the Crumbl cookie.
I guess maybe it's certain stores that have drink, because the ones I go to, they only have like milk.
Oh.
Milk.
I thought he was saying that there was a dirty soda cookie.
Hi, everyone. I'm a Crumbl employee, and we've started to have customers come in every day or multiple times a day for these new dirty sodas that have 148 grams of sugar in them.
Okay, so they're selling dirty soda.
Yes, got it. All right.
Well, dirty soda, because Crumbl is not church-owned, but members of our church started it.
Yeah.
And then dirty soda is huge in
Utah. Huge in Utah,
And now it's everywhere, but Utah, because, you know, don't drink and all the different things. So you just got to sugar up everything.
They sugar everything.
everything up, when which he, is also not good, but.
When he was saying that the customer told him that they drink 10 sodas a day, I was like, that tracks.
Yeah, it's a Mormon. I mean, that's a Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints member if I ever heard
tracks.
One. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ow.
Very interesting.
This hurt my elbow.
They have a lot of different, they have a dirty coconut lime, a crumb and get it. Mm. They have different kinds. It's the same, you know.
Because some people, my friend Sal's like, I just don't like how Crumble, they get rid of the cookies. Because then it's like, I just can't wait till they come back. And when they come back, I have to go back and get them. I'm like, do you realize what you just said?
Yeah.
He's like, dang,
they've
it works.
Got you.
Yeah,
it works. But he also says, but I won't go there if they don't have it sometime. I'm like, oh, yeah. But it's exciting every week. You're like, ooh, what they got.
Especially if you follow them on social media.
Yeah. Which we do. Yeah, so.